late for an important meeting, and he couldn't find a parking space.
有一个商人，他去参加会议的时候，他迟到了，找不到趴车的位置。
As he frantically circled the block, he was becoming more and more desperate.
他着急的在这个沿着这个街区转来转去，越来越最后越来越着急。
He finally became so desperate that he said, "I'm going to pray."
他最后急不可耐，他就说：“那么我就要祷告。”
So he looked up to God in heaven and said, "God, if you help me find a parking space, I'll go back to church and I'll stop drinking."
他就向神祷告说：“主啊，你如果帮我找到一个趴车位的话，那我明天就去。”开始到教会去，另外我也停止喝酒。
Miraculously, a spot opened up right in front of him.
奇异的事发生了，马上正好就有一个趴车位出现在他的眼前。
The guy looked up at heaven and said, "Never mind, I just found one."
这个人就跟主说，没关系，没事了，我已经找到一个趴车位了。
That's the way a lot of people approach prayer.
这就是好多人是这样来祷告的。
They approach prayer as something drastic that you do to get the quarter off the floor.
他向神祷告的时候，要祷告很多这样，难以发生的事，就像刚才用一个手指头把一个这个硬币捡起来这样很难做到的事情。
But prayer is the most powerful weapon that we have in our arsenal.
这个祷告是我们武器库中最有力的一件武器。
At Grace Church, we're in a series where we're studying the revivals, the 16 revivals that are in the Bible.
我们在牧师自己的教会正在学习这个教会复兴的这样一个系列的讲座，大约有16讲。
And this revival that we study today is a revival that is a result of prayer.
今天我们要分享的就是使用这个怎样用那个祷告来使教会复兴。
As background to this, some people are slow learners.
作为一个背景的知识的话，很多人，我们很多人是学东西是很慢的。
I'm a slow learner, right?God has to hit me several times before I get the message.
牧师说他自己也是一个学东西很慢的人，要学一样东西需要神要多次的教导。
But I'm in good company because King Jehoshaphat was also a slow learner.
牧师说他不止一个人了，另外我们圣经上刚才讲的这个约沙法也是一个学起来很慢的人。
God sent 4 prophets to this king.To get him back on track with the program that he wanted him to do.
这个神不得不送四个先知来到这个约沙法国王面前，才能让他回到主给他设计的这个道路上来。
And at the last possible moment in his life, he learned the most important lesson of all of his life.
那在他生命的最后最重要的一刻，他终于学到了这个最重要的功课。
Which should give hope to all of us because we can all learn this lesson and end up having a tremendous impact with our lives no matter what age we are.
这个应该让我们有一个好的功课，就是无论我们在生命中的什么时候，我们多大年纪，我们总是有可能学到这个功课。
And what is this lesson that he learned? He learned that prayer changes the world.
他学到什么呢？他就学到，祷告改变世界。
Just a quick history on Jehoshaphat is he reigned for 35 years, which was a very long reign.
那么简单讲一下这个约沙法国王，他统治了35年。
He was one of the 8 good kings that were found in the southern kingdom of Judah.
他是犹大国。里面国王里面八个好的国王里面之一。
But in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we find 4 reasons from his life why we should pray.
在这个历代志下二十章，我们可以看到有四个原因，就是说告诉我们为什么我们需要祷告。
And the first reason that we should pray is perspective. We need to gain God's perspective, and we do that by prayer.
第一个就是说眼光，我们要有神的眼光。
The predicament that he finds himself here is that there is a vast army that is coming against his people.
当时这个犹大国面临的困境是有很多外族的军队要进攻犹大国的国民。
Three nations have ganged up and they are coming into his land to kill him and to throw his people out.
另外三个国要聚集在一起，他们合围这个犹大国，要杀死他们的国民。
In verse 2, it says that this is a vast army.
这个第二节讲到这是一个规模巨大的军队。
And in verse 3, it says that Jehoshaphat and all the nation, they were alarmed.
第三节说到这个约沙法王以及他的国民都警觉起来了。
Do you know what the word alarmed means?
那大家知道警觉什么意思吗？
It means call to arms.
就是最高战备了，这是。
It means that we are terrified, that we are overwhelmed, we are scared.
就是说我们感到很害怕，我们相当的害怕。
Now the question is, if you find yourself in a situation in life where you are alarmed and you are terrified, what should you do first?
如果你在你的生活中感觉到你现在警觉起来了，你十分的害怕，那你要第一件事要做的是什么呢？
Maybe it's with your job. Maybe your job isn't very secure, and you realize the economy that we live in.
也许是我们谈到的就是关于我们的工作，我们也许我们工作现在还好，但是我们知道我们现在所处的处境。
Maybe you're alarmed about your health. Maybe the doctor says there's something in there and it's not working right.
也许是有关我们的身体，医生说有点东西值得这个不是很对。
Maybe you're alarmed about your marriage. You and your spouse are not connecting anymore.
也许是我们有关我们的婚姻，我们跟配偶之间关系觉得不是太对。
Whatever is causing the alarm in your life, the question is,What do you do first?
无论如何，无论什么事情使我们警觉，我们要问的问题是我们第一个件事要做什么。
And the first action we should take is to pray.
我们第一件要做的事情就是祷告。
Could you read verse 6?
我来读一下这个的第六节，说耶和华我们列祖的神啊，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
Jehoshaphat says, "You're God in heaven. You're ruling over the nations."
约沙法王说，你是天上的神，你是万国之王。
You have all the power. You have all the might in the universe.
你有所有的能力。
Said, "Your kingdom is eternal. Your dominion is over everything."
你的国是无止境的，是超出一切的。
The problems that we face on earth, when we compare them to God, are the distance between an ant and you.
我们在世上遇到的问题，当我们跟神比起来的时候，我们就像我们自己看一个蚂蚁一样。
God is so mighty, he could just step on any problem and crush it in a moment.
全能的主他就可以真是像就像踩到这个蚂蚁一样把它就踩断。
It doesn't matter how big that army was, they're nothing compared to God's power.
无论这个我们面临的这个对方的敌人有多么强大跟神的比起来，神的力量比起来简直是微不足道。
So when we pray, we praise God for his sovereignty, for his power, for his control over all the situations on earth.
我们向神祷告的时候，我们赞美神，赞美他的主权，赞美他的 能力，赞美他的这个统治。
One of my heroes is a gal from World War II, and her name is Corrie Ten Boom.
牧师讲了他的一个英雄，他心目中的一个英雄是在二战中的一个英雄。
She hid some of the Jewish people in her attic and ended up in a concentration camp because of that.
这位女子把一些犹太人藏在她家的阁楼上，最后她被送到集中营里去了。
So this was a woman that faced many big problems in her life.
那么这个女人她生命中碰到许多问题。
But do you know what she would do when she came up to a big problem?
那她碰到这些问题是会怎么做呢？
She would go into her bathroom and look in the mirror and talk to herself.
那她就会到这个浴室里对着镜子来向自己说话。
And she would say, "Yes, I'm facing a big problem here."
是的，我现在有很大的问题。
This problem is too complicated for God to solve.
这些问题对神来讲太难了，太大了，他也解决不了。
This is a problem that I'm going to have to face all by myself.
这个问题我只能由自己来解决。
This is a problem that God probably doesn't even understand.
这个问题神可能了解不了，都不了解。
This situation I'm facing is absolutely hopeless because God has no power.
这个神根本就没有能力能解决这种东西。
And then do you know what she would do?
你知道她会怎么做吗？
She'd start laughing.
然后她就大笑。
She'd go, "Oh, there's no problem that big."
然后她就说根本就没有问题，不会有这么大的问题的。
There is no problem that we face on the earth that is too big for God.
我们在世上遇到的问题根本就没有不可能比，就说，神不能解决的。
God is in control of everything.
神统治万有。
His power and his might are so great that he could take any problem and turn it around in a moment.
他的能力是如此之大，他可以将任何的问题，就是很简单的解决。
When we pray, we gain perspective of the bigness of God and the smallness of our problem.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要有这样的眼光，我们知道神有多么的力量，有多么大，我们知道我们的问题有多么的小。
The second reason we pray are because of the promises of God.
第二个原因我们要祷告是因为神的应许。
In verses 7 through 11, Jehoshaphat in his prayer says, "Lord, these nations are coming against us, but you promised that we would have a land."
那个在第十一节约沙法王祷告说我们敌人再来了，可是你已经应许我们会得到这块土地。
He is referring back to Genesis chapter 13 and Genesis chapter 15, where God promised Abraham that he would give him a land forever.
他指的是创世纪13章14章里讲到的，神已经把这块土地永久地赐给了亚伯拉罕。
So Jehoshaphat says, "Lord, you promised that we would have this land, and now these armies are coming against us to take away the land that you promised that we would have."
约沙法王向神说，神啊，你已经把这块地应许给了我们，现在敌人来掠夺这块地。
He was praying the promises of God.
他向神祷告的就是神的应许。
He also has in these verses a reference to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
他还这些还在这个历代志下第七章里面十四节里面有提到
，which says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land."
我来念一下这个第7:14。这称我为名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面， 转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
And Jehoshaphat saying, Lord, we've humbled ourselves, we've turned from our wicked way, now you heal us, you protect us.
这个约沙法王向神说，我们已经谦卑了，我们已经背离我们的罪，现在请你来保护我们。
Here's a question for you.
现在给大家一个问题。
How many promises of God do you know?
我们知道，大家知道，神给我们有什么样的应许吗？
If you know 5 promises of God, you are a 5 promise Christian.
如果我们知道五个应许的话，我们就是五个应许的基督徒。
If you know 250 promises of God, you are a 250 promise Christian.
如果我们知道250个应许的话，我们就是250个应许的基督徒。
Do you know how many promises are in the Bible that are given to us?
我们知道有多少在圣经中有多少应许吗？
7,000.
7,000 个。
7,000 promises given to us. But if we don't know those promises, we can't claim them and we can't pray them.
这个圣经中有7,000个应许，但是我们如果不知道的话，我们就没法向神祷告来寻求这应许。
So when we pray, we have to have the promises of God intersect with our prayer life.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要有以神的应许与我们的祷告的生活来相交。
What we say is, Lord, you have promised in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 2, that we will have perfect peace if our mind is steadfast upon you.
你在神你祷告的时候，在以赛亚书26节说我们要如果我们紧紧依靠你的话，我们就能得到平安。
So I am claiming that promise for me, and I'm going to have my mind steadfast on you, so you have promised to bring me peace, and I'm going to rest well tonight.
我向神求这样的应许，我就要以全身心依靠神，然后我今晚就要得到你那里你来自你的平安。
Another great promise is found in Isaiah chapter 40, where it says, Why do young men stumble and fall?
另一个应许是以赛亚书第40章为什么一个年轻人会摔倒呢？
And it says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will fly, they will soar like eagles.
这个章节说那些依靠主的，他们就会飞起来，像鹰一样飞起来。
So the promise is, if we hope in God, we're going to soar like an eagle. And we say, Lord, I am placing my hope in you. Give me my wings.
那么我们生活向神祷告，就是我要把我们的希望寄托在神身上，然后就向主求，你给我翅膀，让我飞起来。
The promises of God are so powerful, they will revolutionize our prayer life. That is why we pray them.
神的应许是如此的有力，它可以让我们的生活完全得到更新。
I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
现在给大家布置家庭作业。
Your kids get homework all the time, right?
我们孩子们天天有家庭作业。
And you tell your children, do your homework.
我们要告诉他每天都要做作业。
Well, here's your homework assignment.
那现在是我们大家的家庭作业。
This week, write down 3 promises of God on index cards and put them in your car or put them in the bathroom of your house.
我们今天回家就把神的三个应许写在一个纸片上，然后放在车里，放在厕所里任何地方。
3 promises.
仅仅是三个应许。
Are you going to do your homework?
我们大家能不能做这样？
Everybody shake your head if you're going to do it. Okay, we're going to pray to gain perspective. We're going to pray so that we pray the promises. The third reason we're going to pray is because of powerlessness.
我们说了，我们要第一次祷告，第一要得到这个 看到神的眼光，另外是得到神的应许，第三个是power， 就是神的力量。
Could you read a verse 12 of 2 Chronicles 20？
我来读一下历代志下20章12节。我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
Sometimes in life we find that prayer is the only thing that we can do. We're so weak and powerless that prayer is the last thing we do.
我们有的时候觉得我们是如此的无力，如此的缺乏力量，所以我们觉得祷告是我们最后要做的一件事情。
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you feel completely powerless, but I have been in that situation for the last year and a half.
我不知道大家有没有这样的感受，但是牧师说他自己在过去的一年半里确实经过这样的处境。
My wife, a year and a half ago, came down with Lyme disease.
这个牧师的师母得了一年半以前得了 Lyme disease.
And she did not respond to the treatments that were given to her.
那么她对治疗这个也没有什么效果。
Now, if Lyme disease were a person, I would have beat it up a long time ago. I don't know how that translates, but...
Say it again, sorry.
If Lyme disease were a person, I would have knocked it out.
如果这个 Lyme 这个病是一个人的话，那牧师就说会跟他打一架。
Because my nature is to aggressively deal with issues that I will do it in my strength.
那牧师的他的做法就是说他会很积极的来面对问题，来试图自己来解决这个问题。
But I can't fight Lyme disease.
但是这因为这是一个病，不是一个人，所以他没法面对，他没法找不到这个病，没法来跟他打架。
I am completely powerless to help my wife get better.
他那在帮助他师母能够就是说会康复的这上面他是完全没有力量能做任何事情。
And I have been reduced to only being able to pray.
那他唯一能做的一件事情就是祷告。
Just like Jehoshaphat said here, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
就像约沙法王在祷告中说的，我不知道我们能怎样做，但是我们的眼睛来看到你。
The question naturally arises at this time is why don't we pray?
这个很自然的一个问题就是说，为什么我们不来祷告呢？
Are we too busy?
我们太忙吗？
Do we have too much clutter in our lives?
我们有太多其他事情吗？
Are we not disciplined enough?
还是我们就是不是很有
Maybe we don't know how to pray.
或者我们不知道怎样来祷告。
But do you know what the ultimate reason is why we don't pray?
你知道最终原因是什么？我们不祷告的最终原因是什么吗？
Because we don't think we have to pray.
因为我们觉得我们不需要祷告。
Because we think we have the power.
我们觉得我们有这个力量。
We don't.
我们实在是没有。
Control and power is just an illusion.
我们心里感觉的这种控制力和能力实际上是一种假象。
God has the power, and when we realize that, we will realize the potential that lies in prayer.
神拥有这样的力量，当我们知道的时候，我们就知道我们祷告它的潜力是在哪里，是什么。
The most amazing thing is the Bible teaches what I would call a transversal of values, just the opposite of value.
这个我们很令人惊奇的就是圣经上有时候在讲这个价值的这个对立面。
And this is how it works. When we are weak, God is strong. When God is strong, we are weak.
当我们这个，它是这样，这个价值是这样的，就是说，当我们 弱的时候神是强的，神是强的时候我们是弱的。
If you say, I'm a strong person, God's going to be weak in your life. He will have no influence, no power in you.
如果你说我是一个很强的人，那么这时候神就会在你面前是显得很弱，但是他不会对你有什么影响。
But if you say, Lord, I'm powerless, I don't know what to do, would you be strong for me? Guess what he will do?
当你向神说，神啊，我是毫无力量的，这时候你向神说的时候，你看神会怎么的？
When we are weak, he is strong.
当我们弱的时候，他就会为我们强。
Jehoshaphat was at his most powerful moment when he said, "We don't know what to do. Our eyes are on you."
那约沙法王是在他最强壮的时刻，他是这样说。主要我们不知道如何去做，我们的眼睛我们举目向你。
I would imagine that there's quite a few people in this room that could be concerned about the economics of your life.
我想我们在座的可能有些人会对我们现在的这个经济会有些担忧。
You've seen your retirement go like this.
我们看到我们的这个退休账户的价值急转直下。
You've seen your job security go.
我们看到我们这个工作的安全性也是急转直下。
You've seen the possibility of the American economy collapsing.
我们看到这个美国经济衰退，美国经济这个崩溃的这种可能性也是迫在眉睫。
What are you going to do?
你能做什么呢？
You are powerless.
你是毫无力量的。
Let me tell you what to do.
让我来告诉你。
Pray.
祷告。
And say, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you.
跟神说，主啊，我不知道该怎么办，但是我的眼目向你。
The fourth reason we pray.
那么祷告的第四个原因
is the perfection of our faith.
是我们这个我们的信心的这个完全。
In verses 13 to 30, an incredible story unfolds here.
在这个历代志下二十章十三到三十节，这讲了一个很令人一个很好的故事。
It starts in verse 13 where the whole nation, the men, the women, and the little children are standing there, and it just says,They're standing up front, saying nothing. They're just standing before God.
这个在十三节讲到这个整个国家，妇女、儿童、男人全都站在那儿，什么也不知道，不知道该怎么办。
And then God brings His words through a prophet, Jehaziel.
那么神这时候借一个先知的话来向他们讲。
And Jehaziel says this: says, "Don't worry."Don't do anything. God, the battle is the Lord's. All you have to do is stand in your position and He will fight the battle for you.
这个先知亚哈西说不要害怕不要管，你们就在这儿站着，让神来替你们打这个仗。
And as this word is proclaimed, all of a sudden the worship team gets up and they run up front and they start singing in the microphones.
这时候就是整个这个诗班赞美唱赞美诗的人跑到这个队伍前面，他们来大唱赞美神的歌。
And a revival occurs.
那这时候一个复兴就开始了。
And again, think of the whole picture here. There is an army that's out there that in a matter of 12 hours is going to crush you and kill you, and you are in church having a revival like you've never seen in your lifetime.
大家想象一下，在12个小时之内这个强大的敌人就要来到我们将杀死我们，这时候我们在教会里有一个完全的复兴。
How did that occur?
这个是怎么样会发生呢？
It occurred through the test. It was a test from God. God was perfecting their faith.
这是神的来考验，神是来考验我们这个，让我们的信心完全。
Now, I'm not an expert on the Chinese language, but I understand that the word crisis means danger and opportunity. Is that correct?
牧师说他不是懂很多中文，但他知道我们中文中危机这两个字表示危险和机会。
So out there is the army, which is the danger.
在外面是那个强大的敌人，是一个很危险的。
But that's giving them the opportunity to trust God and perfect their faith.
那但是这个敌人的出现也给我们一个机会，让我们来相信相信神，来让我们的信心得到完全。
Now their response to this is so radical because you know what they do? The next morning they wake up and they get ready to go into the battle.
他们的反应是这样的，不同寻常。他们做什么呢？他们第二天大家集合，准备进发。
And they get everybody organized. Okay, let's have the cavalry over here. Let's have the army here. Let's have the marines here. And they get everybody organized.
他们把这个所有队伍集结起来，骑兵在前，步兵在后，所有的都准备好了。
Then King Jehoshaphat says this, I have a brilliant idea. Let's put the worship team in front of the army.
这时候，约沙法王说，我有个好主意，我们让这个诗班在最前面走。
So they get the guitar players and they get the drummers and they say, you guys stand in front of the army, you're going to go into the battle first.
他说你大家这个各种鼓瑟琴弦这样歌手都在前面，说你们要走在队伍的最前面。
I guarantee you they do not teach this technique at West Point.
我想这个他肯定不会在西点军校肯定不会教这个的。
But what's happening here? This nation is trusting God that he's going to keep his word and that they won't have to fight the battle.
这个是这样，这个国家是如此的相信神，他们完完把这个完全交托给神，他们不需要打这个仗。
So they put the singers at the front and they go out and they sing, you know, the Lord...The love of the Lord endures forever. There's a song called Forever. And do you guys sing it here? Have you ever sing the song Forever?
You want to sing for us?
I'll sing it for you.
他说这个他们要唱这个歌叫神的爱永存。
It says, Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. Have you ever heard that one? Anybody hear that? Uh-oh.
把这个把感谢献给主，因为他的爱是永存。
But they sing this song about God's great love. They go out and God has the nations, the army that's out there, turn on each other and the battle is over and they haven't had to swing a sword.
他就这样，这个诗班在前面赞美歌唱神，就在他们唱歌的时候，战斗已经结束了，他们。甚至连剑都不用挥一下。
So the question is, where does this lead the Fairfield County Chinese Church?
问题是这我们这个我们教会，我们南康州华人教会要走向什么方向呢？
What is God saying to this church through that story?
这个通过这个故事，神向我们的教会讲了什么事情？
Here's his message to you. It's time to pray.
这是神的message, 神的这个教导，就是我们现在是祷告的时候了。
When we work, we work. But when we pray, God works.
当我们自己动手做工的时候，我们做工的时候是我们用自己的手，当我们祷告的时候，是神的手在做工。
It's time for us to pray.
这是我们要祷告的时候。
I'd like to challenge this church to join our church in a united prayer effort for God's Spirit to be poured out on New England.
牧师来给我们提个建议，让我们教会来加入他们的教会，有一个联合的祷告。
And what I would like you to do is I would like you to make a commitment. You're going to write 3 promises down this week and you're going to pray those.
我们希望他希望大家今天就是这样把三个神的应许写下来。
But I'd also like to challenge you to join our church in what I'm calling 1-1-1 prayer.
牧师要来向我们提出挑战，要加入他们的教会，进行一个三个一的这种祷告活动。
And what that is you pray for 1 hour, once a week, for 1 month.
三个一是什么呢？就是，每个星期一次，一个小时，连持续一个月。
And you would just take an hour that you set aside, this between you and the Lord, and you just say, Lord, for the next month, I pray on Mondays at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11, that's my time that I'm praying for God to pour His Spirit out on New England, on your church, on my church, on all the churches here. 1 hour, once a week, for 1 month.
每星期一次，一个小时，持续一个月，我们一起来祷告，为我们的教会，也为牧师的教会以及其他所有的教会来祷告。
And I like to add one extra special thing for your prayer time, and that is that you would sing to the Lord sometime during that hour.
还有一个额外的要求，就是说在这一小时期间，我们向神来。赞美歌唱。
Because when we sing, Satan flees away from us. He just takes off. He doesn't want anything to do with praise.
当我们唱的时候，当我们歌唱赞美神的时候，我们的罪就离我们而去，逃离我们而去。
Now some of you might not be good singers, and maybe people will flee too when you sing.
当我们这个那些唱的不好的人，也他在开玩笑，就说我们唱的不好，也许别人会听着吓跑了。
But I assure you, God wants to hear your prayers. God wants to hear your songs. So you sing for Him.
我向你肯定，神是想听到你的祷告，想听到你的赞美歌唱，所以你向他祷告，向他歌唱。
Jonathan Edwards, who is America's United States' greatest theologian, and probably our greatest philosopher that we've had,said when God has something very great for His church, it is His will that there should precede it with the extraordinary prayers of His people.
他在引用一句话，这个是从 Jonathan Edwards, 是一个很美国一个很有名的神学家。他说，神要复兴一个教会的时候，他一定要让这个教会有一段很长时间的这种祷告。在复兴之前要有很长时间的一段祷告。
I don't know what the next 6 months will bring to the United States.
我不知道以后今后六个月美国会发生什么。
But I do know this, it's time for us to pray.
但我知道一件事，那就是现在是我们祷告的时候。
Lord, we live in alarming times.
主啊，我们现在过在一个令人警觉的警醒的这样一个时代。
We are surrounded by people who are living in chaos.
我们周围都是生活出现混乱的这样一群人。
But we know that you are God and that you are the ruler over all nations.
我知道，但我们知道你是我们的神，你是万国之君。
And that your power and might, that no one can withstand that.
你的能力超乎一切。
So we ask, Lord, that you would send your spirit upon this church and upon the churches in New England.
主，我们在这里就求你的灵降临到我们这个教会，也降临到我们整个新英格兰所有的教会。
We pray that a revival would break out in our churches.
我们祷告让我们的教会所有的教会都复兴。
We pray that thousands, even millions of people would turn to you in this day.
我们祷告在这样的时候，成千上万的人来归向你。
Lord, our hope is in you.
主啊，我们的希望在你手里。
We trust in your plan.
我们相信你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告以奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.